AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A gold medal-winning Olympic gymnast, Simone Biles, is on Capitol Hill today, along with other gymnasts. They're testifying before a Senate committee about sexual abuse by former sports doctor Larry Nassar.
As the lone competitor in the recent Tokyo Games who was a survivor of this horror, I can assure you that the impacts of this man's abuse are not ever over or forgotten.
The hearing is about how the FBI looked into Nassar. He was sentenced to 175 years in prison.
Nassar is where he belongs, but those who enabled him deserve to be held accountable. If they are not, I am convinced that this will continue to happen to others across Olympic sports.
Hundreds of athletes have come forward over the past 5 years saying Nassar abused them under the guise of treatment. The Minnesota Supreme Court reversed the third-degree murder conviction of a former Minneapolis police officer, Mohammed Noor, who shot and killed an Australian woman in 2017, saying the charge doesn't fit the circumstances. The ruling means his murder conviction is overturned, and the case will now go back to district court, where he'll be sentenced on a manslaughter count. Sequoia National Park is shut down in California.
It is a very challenging situation.
Superintendent Clay Jordan says the namesake gigantic sequoia trees potentially are threatened by two forest fires burning in steep, dangerous terrain. President Biden plans to meet with two moderate Democratic senators who object to his big infrastructure plan. Pope Francis says Catholic bishops must minister to politicians who back abortion with compassion and tenderness, not condemnation. And he's warning that they shouldn't let politics enter into questions about receiving communion. Francis was asked en route home from Slovakia about the debate in the U.S. about whether President Biden and other politicians should be denied communion because of their stances on abortion. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow is moving higher in positive territory. This is AP News. California's governor is keeping his job.
Democrat Gavin Newsom decisively defeated efforts to boot him from office. He won Tuesday's recall race, which was fueled by his COVID restrictions. But he says that wasn't the only issue on the ballot.
Economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values, where California's made so much progress, all of those things.
If Newsom had lost the recall election, Republican Larry Elder almost certainly would have been governor.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
What now? Governor Newsom has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate, and there's speculation that Elder could be in the running again in California. I'm Rita Foley.
A new report says nearly every nation is coming up short, most of them far short, in their efforts to fight climate change. Only one nation, tiny the Gambia in Africa, is on track to cut emissions. Ed Donahue, AP News.